Well, we hope you caught our first segment featuring the Connecticut Commission on Human Rights and Opportunity, CHRO. They've got some really exciting stuff coming up in terms of activities and education, but we're going to keep the education theme rolling right now because as much as we work with our partners at Better Business Bureau and the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, and especially our friends at AARP, sadly, the statistics related to victims keeps going up, and the amount of prosecution of the unscrupulous individuals that are separating people from their hard-earned money, sometimes their life savings, the proportion of arrests and prosecution is going down. So that means everything is running in the wrong direction, and we want to try to help with that. Kelly Loeffler is with us. She is with AARP Connecticut. She is the Associate State Director of Community Outreach. Kelly, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And sadly, as we mentioned, it seems like more and more folks are getting duped and losing money, and fewer of those that are perpetrating these crimes are getting caught, never mind getting prosecuted. So it really appears that it is becoming more and more incumbent on potential victims to be better protected and better equipped. I'm echoing the sentiment that we heard about over the course of our three-part AARP and You series last year in 2023, when we had such great sources from AARP who were kind of pounding the drum about prevention. But apparently new scams are developing by the day, if not by the hour, and more and more people are falling victim to them. So let's talk a little bit about the 5,000 foot level. What are you seeing at AARP Connecticut in terms of the willingness and the ability of the general public to arm themselves and protect themselves against these scammers?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, fraud is one of our number one priorities here at AARP, and certainly AARP Connecticut. And we do see a lot of interest in the subject within the community. But unfortunately, some people think that they have it kind of covered, right? They know not to trust the Prince of Nigeria that's asking them for money. But unfortunately, these scammers are becoming more and more sophisticated. So the Federal Trade Commission just released its annual report for 2023 and found that for the first time, the amount of money stolen from frauds or scams reached $10 billion. That's billion with a B. That's 14% higher than just the previous year. And these are just the scams that are reported. And we know that that number is much higher because there is such a negative connotation to being a victim of a fraud or scam. So many people don't even report it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is the idea that they're, you know, literally the tip of the iceberg. It encompasses those who are reporting it. So certainly, you know, that number in the billions that you quoted is significantly higher. So you're helping to bring some tools to the general public to help them combat and hopefully beat the scammers before they can get a hold of the information that they need to be able to do their bad deeds. So the first thing we want to talk about is this brand new released FTC data on scams, Consumer Sentinel Network Data Book 2023. What are a couple of the other things that the Federal Trade Commission is pointing out in terms of the trends that you're seeing here in Connecticut?
Yeah, so, you know, the number one scam that is taking the most money, according to the FTC, are investment scams. So investment scams took about $4.6 billion out of that $10 billion amount. And a lot of those investment scams are connected to cryptocurrency. So that's something that we want people to be super careful about. And you know, you talked about how, you know, the scams are still rampant. And a lot of the scams that we see are the same scams that scammers have been doing for decades, but they're using new technology and they're using, you know, advancements to kind of wrap it up in a neat new package that seems super legitimate, but unfortunately never is.
Yeah, the bright, shiny object of cryptocurrency, I guess, is super attractive. And, and the irony is so few people really understand what cryptocurrency is, and yet when somebody may call them or in some other way contact them, perhaps using the name of a friend or acquaintance or a business colleague or somebody who referred them. Hey, we think we heard from your coworker there at XYZ company that a few of you might be interested in investing in cryptocurrency. So we're really working to help your friend and we'd like to help share the wealth kind of thing and trying to gain their trust, right?
Right. And, you know, it's easy enough to find that information just by going on social media. They can connect you with your loved ones, your grandchild, your coworkers, as you mentioned. And that brings me to another point, which is that the most frequently reported scam is an imposter scam. So, you know, they get more money out of you with an investment scam, but it's more common that you'll see an imposter scam. So that's, you know, the age-old grandparent scam, which is also, you know, coming back around with the use of artificial intelligence. We could talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It can also be scammers pretending to be the IRS and saying that you immediately owe money on your taxes or, you know, we'll throw you in jail. So imposter scams is the most popular one right now.
Yeah, and like the old carny trick, they get one or two pieces of maybe lesser known information about you to make you think that they are legit, right?
Right, exactly. And it doesn't have to be social media. I know a lot of people in the community say, well, that's not a problem. I don't use social media. Well, you know, they can get information from something like an obituary. If you see an obituary, it names all of the family members of that loved one. So they know that there's something to be stolen from you, and B, you're in a vulnerable state, so you're the prime target.
Well, that's certainly disturbing. And as we kind of look across the landscape of scams, before we take a quick break, we're also going to introduce something in regards to celebrities, the celebrity scam. What's that all about?
Yes. So, you know, if you are on social media, a lot of times your favorite celebrity might be, you know, posting something on Facebook or Instagram. And a lot of times if you comment on that, scammers will see that and they will send you a direct message pretending to be the celebrity or maybe even the representative of a celebrity. And it will seem really legitimate, and they'll ask you, you know, either for money to give to a charity of their choosing, or maybe you've won exclusive tickets, or you owe, you know, fees for a giveaway. And sometimes in certain cases, it's even turns into a romance scam that your favorite celebrity is in love with you. And again, I think it's very easy on the outside to say that seems silly, you know, who would fall for that? But if you're getting out of the blue, if I'm getting a message from my favorite celebrity, I'm not thinking straight. You know, you get excited, you want this to be real. And unfortunately, that is becoming more common. Mm. It's also been heightened with the use of artificial intelligence. You know, we can have fake videos of celebrities. We've seen that going around as well. So if you do get a message from your favorite celebrity, I really urge you to use judgment and take a beat before responding.
Very good. Kelly Loeffler is with Connecticut AARP. She's the Associate State Director of Community Outreach. We're going to come back and talk mostly about the use of AI as well as a quick additional warning about romance scams. So stick around. There's a lot to learn from our friends at AARP Connecticut about these scams and how they're still ripping off folks to the tune of billions and billions of dollars every year. Stay with us.
Hey, do you volunteer for or receive services from any of the hundreds of nonprofit agencies, community groups, and grassroots organizations in our region? Or maybe you're just looking for ways to help. If your favorite nonprofit is hosting a fundraiser or community building activity, or you'd like to find a nonprofit to support in your neighborhood, just go to our radio station website, hit the events tab, and find one, or discover some of the many causes supported by Connoisseur Media. I'm John Voquette, your public affairs director here at Connoisseur Media, and we'll be back to the award-winning For the People
right after this. Before we get back to our chat with AARP, we want to remind you, hey, it's planting season. Memorial Day is coming. You want to get your perennials and your trees and shrubs, and you want to make sure that they are native. And that's where Yukon Extension and Connecticut DEEP's Wildlife Division comes into play. They've just released an updated list of Connecticut businesses that grow and or sell native trees and shrubs. And for the first time, perennials are included. They're compiled from a survey of both wholesale and retail businesses. The Connecticut Native Tree, Shrub, and Perennial Availability List identifies nurseries and garden centers that sell Connecticut native tree, shrubs, and perennials. So the guide was created to assist municipalities, conservation organizations, homeowners, landscape architects, designers, and contractors with locating native plants for habitat restoration and wildlife enhancement. If you'd like to check it out and get yourself a copy and get planting, just go to the letter S. UConn.edu/CT Native Availability, or just web search for the Yukon Extension Guide for Native Tree, Shrub, and Perennial Availability. Well, we're back with Kelly Loeffler. She's Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP Connecticut. You know, AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that's dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With a nationwide presence, AARP strengthens communities and advocates for what matters most to the more than 100 million Americans who are 50 plus and their families. Health, security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment. We really enjoy our conversations with AARP, particularly around the way they are help building community with a number of grant initiatives, but also equally important, the advice and guidance that they can give you so that scammers don't separate you from your hard-earned wages, or in many cases, unfortunately, a good portion, if not all, of your life savings. So, Kelly, let's just spend a minute or two talking about the latest iterations of the romance scam, because if I understand correctly, that one is also very little reported and is really, really taking a lot of people for a bad ride.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's, as you said, that's one that people really don't want to report because they're so emotionally involved in it that it's just too much. There's too much shame associated with it. So when it comes to romance scams, you know, a lot of people are meeting potential partners online now. They're using dating apps or they're using Facebook. And this is a particularly interesting scam because the scammer will wait a very long time. They will get to know you and, you know, probably dozens of other victims for months, if not years at a time, and really build their trust with you so that, you know, you are fully in love with this person. And then all of a sudden, you know, they really want to come see you. Maybe they're from out of state, maybe even out of country. They want to see you, but they just have some car trouble. They had to pay off their car, so they don't have money for plane tickets. Well, that's where you can step in and help them get those plane tickets, right? Or maybe, you know, I was coming to see you, but my car did break down and I need $5,000 to help fix it and get it back on the road. So they build up that trust. It's not an immediate ask. And I think that's a common misconception.
And if I heard correctly, Kelly, a lot of times, even when people have hard evidence right in front of them that this individual either immediately or eventually appears to not have their true heart, as the focus, they continue because they're already hooked, right?
Right. Just like you said, they're already hooked. They already have found love with this person. And, you know, it's not like a one ask of money and then they disappear. They'll ask for a little bit of money and then things will go back to normal. You'll have your normal conversations and keep making plans for the future. And it's really tough as any human to make those plans for the future and then to be told or to get yourself to understand that this person is not being honest with you. And that's really tough for anybody.
Very good. Well, let's finish up our conversation going back to the subject of artificial intelligence and how it is being employed in the world of unscrupulous scammers here in Connecticut. What have you seen in terms of the way AI is being manipulated to separate people from their money?
You know, it's interesting. Artificial intelligence is probably the number one question right now that we're getting when we're out in community. And I think it's just because there's been so much popularity and it seems like you can't go a day without hearing about a new use for artificial intelligence. So we are getting that question a lot. I will say it is not the number one scam right now. I think scammers are still kind of playing with it, but they are starting to use it to up their game with some of these scams. So, for instance, I mentioned earlier the grandparent scam. Well, now we know that there are indeed ways for scammers to use artificial intelligence to mimic the sound of a loved one's voice. So, you know, it's not just that your grandchild is calling to say that they're in trouble with the law. Now it legitimately sounds like them. That's probably the main example that we've been hearing. So we suggest to people that, you know, the next time you're with your family and you're all gathered around for dinner, it might sound a little silly at first, but come up with some sort of code word. It could be something really random like laptop. And if you are on the phone and they're, you know, you're trying to figure out if this is actually your loved one, you have that code word to either ask them what it is so that you know that it's legitimate.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. And it's something much like, the inevitable changing of the batteries in the smoke detector or the turning forward or back of the clocks for daylight savings that people can plan to do maybe, once a year, come up with a new family code word because sadly, this is the society that we're living in. So in closing, Kelly, can you let people know whether they're AARP members or not? Of course, that's really important to reinforce that your data and guidance and tips to prevent getting scammed are available to all, right?
Yes, they are. So everyone, you said it earlier, you said it best, that continuing education is the most important thing, because the second we've, you know, figured out how to stop one scam, there's another one right behind it. So what I always suggest for folks is to go to aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork. And that's whether you're an AARP member or not. You can, there are articles about some of the latest scams. There are podcasts. And I think, you know, the best piece of ongoing education is that you can sign up for biweekly emails that talk a little bit about what we're seeing in the fraud space. The other important thing I will say is you can also find on the website our Fraud Watch Network helpline. If you think that you've been a victim of a fraud or scam, you can reach out to this Fraud Watch Network helpline. Maybe you're not ready to necessarily go to the police yet. You want to talk it through. And this is a helpline that is manned wholly by volunteers across the country that can talk you through your situation and give you some specific examples and next steps to help you along the way.
And if folks are specifically interested in getting AARP's comprehensive take on artificial intelligence, you've also got a webinar, right?
We do, yes. So this year for AARP in AARP Connecticut, we are starting to do webinars every other month. They're only 30 minutes. The next one is on April 26th, Friday, April 26th at 12 p.m. And we each month we focus on a different fraud or scam. So this month we are focusing more on artificial intelligence. So it's going to be, you know, the basics of what exactly is artificial intelligence, because that's the first step, right, is understanding the technology. And then what are we looking at for how it's being used and how to protect yourself?
Excellent. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. As always, great information from our friends at AARP and AARP Connecticut. Kelly Loeffler is the Associate State Director of Community Outreach. And over the past 18 minutes or so, you've heard why she got that job. Kelly, excellent. Thank you for all this great information. We hope it has done some good, and we wish you luck, and we'll be talking to you again.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.